All right, church family. I know, Ava. I know. It's me this week. I'm sorry. If y'all don't mind standing and worshiping our God together. You are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise to your name I will bring. You are the Lord of lords. You are the mighty God. You are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the songs that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing. Amen. Welcome to Canal City Church of Christ. So welcome to see these beautiful faces. Yes, Ava, it's still me. I'm still up here. Let's continue worshiping our God.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offenders who truly obey, that moment may enter the heavenly way. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Holy Lord, most holy Lord, you alone are worthy of my praise. Oh, holy Lord, most holy Lord, with all of my heart I sing, great are you, Lord, worthy of praise, holy and true. Great are you, Lord, most holy Lord. Holy Lord, most holy Lord, you alone are worthy of my praise. Oh, holy Lord, most holy Lord, with all of my heart I sing, great are you, Lord, worthy of praise, holy and true. Great are you, Lord, most holy Lord. Great are you, Lord, worthy of praise, holy and true. Great are you, Lord, most holy Lord.
Amen. Please be seated. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us. Thank you for giving us today the day that you made, Lord, the day that you have given us the chance to be together as one family, praising your name through song, through worship, through being together in fellowship. Thank you, Lord, for that opportunity. Please let those words that are sung today and those words that are spoken today be blessed and uplifting for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, fall is around the corner, and y'all know what that means. We had the Fall Festival Chili Cook-Off coming up, and that's going to be Sunday, October 13th. That's a Sunday, so that's kind of easy. Might miss an NFL game or something. It's going to start at 4, so bring your best chili. And just to remind y'all who the past winners are, here they are. I did text Deneen and went, Deneen, you won last year. She's like, oh, yeah, I did. So she's a little proud of that. But those are just some fun things to bring out. We're also going to inviting Kanawha Valley Church to join in the festivities. Remember to bring your favorite team jersey, NFL, college football, hockey, soccer, Trevor, whatever you want to bring, you can wear and you can support kind of your favorite team. So that's kind of what we do each year. And it's the 9th annual. It's going way back. And this is a really cool event. I don't know if y'all know who Tim Tebow is. He's not a very, like, no one knows who that guy is, right? So Tim Tebow is a guy who was in the college football, NFL, and he's a very devout Christian. And he started an event called Night to Shine. And I was approached by a friend, Courtney Marcus, who goes to Southeast Church of the Nazarene, 2 blocks away from here. And this event is going to be held in February 7th, the Friday before Valentine's Day. So put this on your calendar if y'all would like to volunteer. Here's what it is, and it's kind of an amazing event. Every guest of Night to Shine enters this complimentary event on a red carpet complete with a warm welcome from a friendly crowd and paparazzi. Once inside, guests receive the royal treatment, including limousine rides, professional photography, hair and makeup stations, corsages and boutonnieres, shoe shines, a catered dinner, karaoke room, a sensory room, a respite room for parents and caretakers, and of course, a dance floor, all leading up to the moment when each guest is crowned a king or queen. Now, the best part about this, this event is catered to those with special needs. And so everyone that goes to this event has special needs. And so it's a night for them to feel loved, with the love of Jesus. So I think that's a really cool event. I'll give you all more information later, but just kind of have it on the back burner for February. For now, let's stand up and let's share with each other a cool fact about you. Mine right now is I'm wearing Patrick socks from SpongeBob SquarePants. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Sing aloud to God, let the people shout before his throne. Hallelujah, sing aloud to God, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. From the ends of the earth, from the depths of the sea, let all creation praise his name. From the ends of the earth, from the depths of the sea, let all creation praise his name. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. From the ends of the earth, from the depths of the sea, let all creation praise his name. From the ends of the earth, from the depths of the sea, let all creation praise his name. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord.
Song before communion.
If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem great all the whole day through, there's a silver lining that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see it, my friend. Trust in his promises grand. Sing and you'll be happy today.
Be happy, press along to the goal.
Trust in him who leadeth
who
the way.
Leads you. He
is keeping
will keep your soul.
Let the world where you
be faithful.
Look to Jesus
to
and pray.
Him and pray.
Lift your voice and praise him in song. Sing and be happy today. Oft we fail to see the rainbow up in heaven's fair sky. When it seems the fortunes of earth frown and pass us by, there are things we know that are worth more than silver and gold. If we hope and trust him each day, we shall have pleasure untold. Sing and you'll
and
be happy today.
Be happy,
press along
to the goal. Trust
in him who leadeth
who
the way.
Leads you.
He is keeping your soul.
Keep your soul.
Let the world know where you
be
belong.
Faithful.
Look to Jesus
to
and pray.
And pray.
Lift your voice and praise him in song. Sing and be happy today.
Is everyone have one of these? If not, we'll get you one. Just raise your hand. Okay, that's good. I want to thank Carson for singing that song. It's an unusual song, I know, before communion, but I wanted to that song because I believe we're all so fortunate, and I'll give you some reasons for that. Right now, the world is really filled with hate and anger. I've never seen so many people so spiteful. And this morning I want to give you a couple of statistics and some quotes to think about. First one is an imbalance between the rich and the poor is the oldest and most fatal of all republics. And another one, there shall exist among the citizens neither extreme poverty nor excessive wealth, for both of those are productive of great evil. The last one is that the people of this world have gone amok. There is no respect, no love, and there is excessive hate in our country. And you would think that would be from current leaders, but those are actually from Plato, Plutarch, and Socrates. So it's been here all the time, and we constantly have to combat it. And I want to give you some counter quotes from Psalms 46:1. The Lord will never abandon you in our darkest hour. He is very present help in the time of trouble. From John 14, he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not the peace the world gives, but the peace I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. And the last one is from Ephesians, where Paul tells us he is our peace. And this morning, from a commentary, Dr. Stanley writes, you must have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and commune with him. And I think that's why we are so fortunate. There are over 8 billion people in the world. About a third of those claim to be Christians. And about 110 million take communion every week. So we are a very small percentage, but a very fortunate few. So I would like for us at this time to remember what Christ has done for us through his death and suffering on the cross. He has given us a peace that we can have if we will just commune with him daily. At this time, I'd like to say thanks for the bread. Father, we want to thank you for Christ, for sending him, for his body that was broken on the cross for our sins. Please help us take this in a manner pleasing in your sight. Amen. Continue with the fruit of the vine. Our Father, once again, we come to you thanking you for the blood Christ shed for us. Help us to remember him, to worship him, and to think of him daily and the sacrifice he gave for us. In Christ's name, amen. At this time, apart from the communion service, it's also convenient for us to lay by in stores. God has prospered us to help the work of the church here and around the world. Let us pray. Our Father, we come to you this morning thanking you for all the benefits we have living in this country. We know that we are wealthy beyond measure compared to the rest of the world. Help us to take this, apply it to our daily lives in a manner that would show we are Christians, to help the church here spread the word in this community and abroad, and to further your work. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
All right, kiddos, it's that time. Age 2 to 2nd grade, Vamanos. Let's sing them out. Let's stand and sing Jesus Loves Me.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
And let's sing All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name.
All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all.
And I'm going to, y'all may have a seat. I'm going to introduce our speaker. He hails from New York, and so whenever he says water, it's actually saying water, just so y'all know. But this guy needs no introduction. One of my best friends, Alex Guerra.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you for having me today. I am so blessed, so humbled to come before you and speak. I actually had a conversation with Chris a few weeks ago about it, and today I want to talk about faithful service. And I think when I asked Chris, it's funny because there's so many things that always get in the way of our service, and I struggled to say the words just to say, hey, I would like to serve. I would like to get up and speak to you today. And, you know, my reality was I did not feel like I was worthy. And so today I want to talk about service. I want to talk about, obviously, coming up here, I'm not a preacher. I'm not even, you know, a singer, right? And I come up here and I song lead. I'm not a preacher. I'm here today preaching. And the point being is we're not meant to be perfect at what we do. Jesus was perfect. We're not. The point is that we have been given the gift of eternal life. And so with that gift, we can serve faithfully, not perfectly, but faithfully. I want to talk today about the parable of the talent. Sorry, but before we jump into that, there's a couple verses that I want to read as inspiration. Starting with Philippians 2, verse 14 through 15, it reads, "Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights of the world." In Galatians 6:9, it reads, "Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." In Matthew 5, verse 16, it reads, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that you may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Before we dive in to the parable of the talents, yes, Jesus was teaching on the Mount of Olives to his disciples. I do want to break it down just a little bit because I think it's so important to understand the value of a talent. And there's a lot of interpretations of a talent, and that goes into a couple different things. The talent, according to the New Testament, is about 6,000 denarii. A denarii is a full day's work. Now, they also say that it's equated to about 38 kilograms of silver. We can calculate it out that way. But I like to focus on the day of work. right? If we look at West Virginia, the average, the minimum wage right now is $8.75, right? But if you look at the average wage, and I took that from ZipRecruiter, the average wage right now is $26.71. If we took $26.71 and we times that by 8 hours in a day of work, and then we times that by 6,000 days of work, we are talking about one talent roughly today's day and time, it would be about $1.2 million. I don't know about anybody else here, but if someone gave me $1.2 million, I would be shaking. I'd be afraid. And it would be a positive thing. Like, that's winning the lottery, right? $1.2 million. And I want to emphasize the amount of work that goes into that. I mean, that's 16 years of work for 6,000 denarii for one talent. So as we read this, I want us to have an understanding of what that means, that when this master is giving to his servants the value that he's giving them. In verse 14 it reads, "For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents. To another 2, to another 1, each according to his ability. Then he went away, and he who received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them and made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money." I want to stop right there because as we just went through, right, a talent roughly in today's day and time would be about 1.2 million. But each according to his own ability, the servants got different amounts. The person with the 5 talents would be roughly, if you take the average wage, according to ZipRecruiter, in West Virginia of $26.71, you times that by 8 hours in a day, times that by 6,000 days of work, 16 years of work, 5 talents would be $6.4 million. And he took that $6.4 million and turned it into 12. The servant that got the 2 talents took $2.5 million and turned it into $5 million. And the servant that had the $1.2 million took it and hid it in the ground. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, "Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here, I have made 5 talents more." Again, he took $6 million and made $12 million from that. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." And he also had the 2 talents came forward, saying, "Master, you delivered me 2 talents. I have made 2 talents more." His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." I love the reference here. And I think, you know, today I want to dive into a little bit more of what's happening in this parable, right? What's happening in this lesson that he's teaching his disciples. To the servant, to me, if I received $6 million and was given $6 million as to be the steward of $6 million, I'd be shaking, right? That's like winning the lottery. I mean, anybody here can take $6 million and do a lot with it. But that servant took it and made $12 million from it. The servant that had $2.5 million took it and made $5 million from it. But the master came to them and said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant, because you have been faithful over a little, I will set you over much." I think sometimes in our life, we look at things, we look at serving, we look at our faith, and we say, that's $12 million worth, that's $6 million worth, that's $1 million worth, that's too much. I looked at Chris and I said, I'm not worthy to come up here. And you know what? Here's the truth. I'm going to be very real right now. I'm not. That's the truth. We're not. But that's not what it's about. I'm not worthy to go to heaven. My deeds, what I do in my daily life, doesn't get me to heaven. We're saved because of his gift, because of his grace, not because of what we do. So I'm not here saying I'm worthy to be here. I'm saying I'm not. And his servant that received those 5 talents made 5 talents more. To him, that may have felt like a lot. It may have felt like a little. But that's not the point of the parable. I think we look at the monetary value and say, $12 million, here you go. God, I did this so much for you. Right? We look at it and we say, here's $5 million. I did this for you. And he doesn't say, thank you for giving me more money. He says, you have been faithful. Because it's not about the talents. It's about our faith. And he also who had received the 1 talent came forward saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid. I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, have what is yours. I think oftentimes we put ourselves as the hero of the story, right? We say, I'm David, I'm going to slay my Goliath. I'm Job and I'm suffering for God and he's going to bless me 10 times over, right? I'm Daniel in the lion's den. But in reality, sometimes we are not the hero of our story. Honestly, I come before you and I tell you, I would not be David. I'd be the soldier on the sideline saying, that little boy's got a slingshot. We're done. I'd be Job's wife saying, we messed up somewhere. We're not worthy. How have we sinned against God that we are receiving this punishment? And I'll tell you right now, I'll testify today that I have said those very words to my wife. I've said it and said, I must have done something wrong in the eyes of God to be punished this way. And if I received $1.2 million from, let's just say, today's day and time from my boss and said, you are now the steward of this money, I would hide it away. And I would put it underground and I'd say, whoo, I know my master. I know my boss. Right? He said, Master, I knew you to be a hard man. We know the truth. So I look at this story and I say, who am I in this story? And it's so easy to say, okay, I'm going to take that 5 talents and make more. I'm going to take that 2 talents and make more. But I look at myself in the story and say, you know, I would be afraid. If I received $1.2 million in my hand, I would be afraid and I would probably hide it and say, okay, I got to make sure this gets back. But this is what Jesus says. He says, but his master answered him, you wicked and slothful servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For everyone who has will be more be given, and he will have abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I love that our Lord and Savior doesn't just give grace and doesn't just give truth, but the always balance of the two, right? As parents, as employees, employers, you know, sometimes we face challenges where we say, yeah, just forgive them, just give them a little grace, right? And then sometimes we say, no, accountability. I mean, I have 70 employees, I get it. I'm like, accountability, we gotta hold true, right? God doesn't choose one from the other, he gives them both. And in this parable, I think about the faithful servant. Not the talents, not the money, not what seemed to be overwhelming, too much or too little. Because to the person with the 5 talents, according to his ability, he may have seen that and said, no problem, I can do that. To the person with the 2 talents said, no, no problem. Maybe he said, oh, this is 2 talents, this is a lot, but I have to serve my master. And to the person with the 1 talent, he may have said the same thing. I know I need to serve my master, but that's $1.2 million. Let me make sure he gets it back. So when we are blessed in our faith, are we taking our faith on Sunday and worshiping God and coming here? And I'll tell you honestly, from my perspective, some weeks I hide. And I come here on Sunday, and I am a good disciple and a good Christian on Sunday, and then Monday I hide. Are we out there serving Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday? It goes on to read, the final judgment, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him he will be gathered all nations, and he will separate one from another as shepherds separate sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. And then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger? God, a stranger? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. After the parable of the 10 talents, and we read the final judgment, and I realize that it's not about the value of the money. It's not about doing things for vain purposes. It's not about being perfect. I'm here today. I sing. Carson came up and sang today. Although he may be close to perfect. No, I'm kidding. But the point is, it's not about being perfect. It's about praising God. It's about serving. It's about being faithful. That's the point. It's not about any other thing. I mean, that phone call that you make may not feel like 5 talents, but to someone that you call, it may feel like 5 talents. Helping someone move, those acts of service that you do, being there for someone when they're down, it may not feel like 5 talents, or you know what, it may. Either way, that faithful service is what makes a true impact. It goes on to read, then he will say to those on the left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, saying, Lord, when? When did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? I think about myself. It's like, if I knew that was you, God, why? I'd be there. What do you mean? When did I see you? And he says, then he will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. I have said it myself. God will take care of them. That's not our responsibility. I've felt it, I've said it, I've done it. Someone will reach out, someone will. Sometimes nobody does, because we expect someone else to. Or sometimes, you know, we're the person that can make the real difference in someone's life. So we take that parable, we take that final judgment, and what do? How do we put that to action? In Romans 12, starting in verse 1, it says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as one body, we may have members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Let us use them. Let us use them. If prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercies with cheerfulness. And so today, my encouragement is, let us use them. As the parable of the talents, each servant was given talents according to his abilities. It's not that the person that was able to get the one talent was given five. As we know, our Lord will never give us more than we can handle. Even though it feels like it may be more than we can handle, he is with us. And that's the point. The point isn't to be perfect in what we do. The point isn't to consider ourselves less than, and to consider ourselves that we're not worthy enough, because yes, we are not worthy. But we are saved. We are blessed. And it is not because what we do will save us, but it's because he has saved us that we serve faithfully. In verse 9, it reads, "Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil and hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and show and seek to show hospitality." My encouragement today is based on service, not because we're perfect, not because we deserve it, not because we're meant to be, a public figure. You can be, right? Tim Tebow does an amazing job of that, but he was given five talents and made five talents more. I'll tell you right now, I can't get five talents. That's okay. Because if I'm given that one talent, to me, that $1.2 million is overwhelming. But I stand before you today knowing, as I've told my wife on several occasions, that if God calls me, I must answer. If he calls, I must answer. And I don't answer saying, here we go. I got to do this Sunday. I got to help. We're going to do a donation. We're going to do a drive. I got to go help. Someone's moving. I got to go help them. Right? If anyone has kids, you've heard that. But going faithfully and serving faithfully. And to us, it may not seem like much. To someone, it may feel like a lot. But as the parable of the talents, the master will say, "You have shown your faithfulness over a little, and much more will be given. As we store up our treasures in heaven, let us serve faithfully, not because we're going to be perfect at it, but because we have been blessed and saved. We should serve willingly and openly." Before we sing the song of communion, I want to close out with one more verse here. In Colossians 3, verse 23 through 24, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for man, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ." If anybody needs to pray, if anybody needs to respond today, if anybody's ready to put on the armor of God, come forward, visit a deacon or an elder after, and we can pray with you. We're not alone. That's the most beautiful part of it. And one thing to always remember, especially as we look to serve faithfully, is that when we are weak, he is strong. Recently, I faced it myself. I have felt down and out. And in those moments, looked to my wife and heard the very words that are so uplifting and encouraging, that when we are weak, he is strong. His power is made perfect in our weakness. So it's not about going out there and being the best at it. It's about going. It's about serving faithfully. taking that talent, don't put it in the ground. God has blessed you with the gift of eternal life. Don't put that away. Doesn't mean you have to go out and preach door to door, but it does mean that we have a blessing, that it's important for us to love each other and share with each other, each according to their ability. Again, if you need a moment, if you need to pray with us, we ask that you join us as we sing the song of invitation.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul,
with my soul.
It is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate, and hath shed his own blood for my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul,
with my soul.
It is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole, is nailed to his cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul,
with my soul.
It is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the fig shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul,
with my soul.
It is well, it is well with my soul.
Just a couple of quick announcements before we have a closing prayer. First, I want to say, fantastic job, Alex. Thank you for your message this morning. I don't know if you've ever preached before, but if you haven't, that was, I don't know, that was awesome. Appreciate your message. That takes a lot. That's hard to do, to get up there and preach like that. And a fantastic message this morning. I want to make a quick announcement. Alex Derenberger's father, Bill, I'll make sure I have his name right. Is that right, D? Bill? He's been in CAMC Memorial and is being transitioned to hospice today. And so we want to keep Alex and Bill and Debbie and all their family in our prayers as they go through that transition. Also continue to pray for the samples You know, I saw it was Barb's birthday the other day, and I'm sure that was really difficult right after her passing. So keep them in your prayers as well. Check on them. So let's take a few moments and go to God in prayer before we close. Father God, we're so thankful for this day, for this time that we've come together to just praise you and to spend time with other Christians. Father, it's such an encouragement to me when I see you willing to serve, and just want to thank you today for Alex and his willing to serve by bringing the message this morning. And we just pray that we can take that message and apply it to our lives and help us to be compelled to, because of your love, to serve others and be willing to go to work for you, Lord. And Father, we just want to pray for the Derenbergers right now. It's always tough when we see our loved ones so sick, and that's a tough transition. Many of us have been there, and I just want to pray that you give them peace and strength right now, and just bless their family and help us to love on them and to check on them. Continue want to pray for Steve Samples and his family with the passing of Barb, and just it's a tough thing for any of us to go through, and just want to pray that you can give him peace and strength as well. Father God, we love you, Lord, and we want to serve you. We want to be your reflection to those that we interact with in life. And Father, in order to do that, we have to spend time with you, and we have to know your word, be in your word. And we just pray that we can refocus our attention, refocus our lives, not on the world. Help us not to love the world. Help us to love you and to seek you and allow others to see Christ in us. And we pray these things in his name. Amen.